Hello? Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Hold on just a second.
It'll be brief, ma'am. It's mostly about elections.
Sure, but just hold on a second. All right, you good?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. It's mostly about elections and topics like that. Your opinion does matter to us a lot. So my first question to you is, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Great, ma'am. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Would you say you're almost certain to vote, probably? 50-50 chance?
I am very certain to vote. Not even an almost.
No problem, ma'am. Tell me, what is your race?
Asian, Indian, South Asian.
Great, ma'am. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
All right, ma'am. And we would like to know as well, what year were you born in?
79.
Great. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, I want to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of a 0 to 100. 0 means you have a very unfavorable feeling towards this person. 100 means you have a very favorable feeling or opinion towards them. If you don't know them, you let me know as well. For example, I have Rob Menendez from a 0 to 100, ma'am. How much would you rate him?
5.
A number 5. Good. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate him?
7.
A number 7. Andy Kim from a 0 to 100?
Sorry. You said 0 to 5?
Oh, yeah. It's 0 to 100. No, ma'am. Zero means very unfavorable. 100 means very favorable. So let me go again,
sorry,
ma'am.
Can't put him at a 90 then. I assume you know that my previous 5 was 50. My previous 7 was 70.
Oh, okay. Whatever. No problem. I'll fix that. Good, ma'am. What about Phil Murphy from a 0 to 100?
70.
Okay. And Robbie Bala from a 0 to 100?
90.
Okay. And Tammy Murphy from a 0 to 100?
70.
Okay. And Stephen Fulop from a 0 to 100?
I actually don't know him.
No problem. And Bob Menendez from a 0 to 100?
10.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, ma'am, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Nepo baby.
You said Nepo baby?
Yeah.
Okay, can you just spell that for me? I'm sorry. Is it N-E-P-H-O?
No, N-E-P-O. Nepotism. That's what that means. Nepotism.
Nepotism. Okay. No problem, ma'am. Bear with me. I'm just writing this down.
By the way, I used to do this job in college, which is one of the reasons I'm, like, totally answering your question.
Oh, great, ma'am. Well, your opinion matters to me so much, so thank you for your time. And I'll be quick. I'll be quick not to take up your time, ma'am. All right, ma'am, so moving on quickly. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Definitely approve. I mean, I like how we vote, but that's kind of the only thing I really like.
Because you can say strongly approve as well as somewhat approve. Ewing.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And moving on quickly, if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy King, for whom would you vote?
Andy Kim.
Andy Kim. Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and your candidates were Robbie Bala and Kyle Jay-Z and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Robbie Bala.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You said who? Robbie?
Yeah, Robbie. Yep.
Rob Menendez. Okay, ma'am. And in the last few months, have you heard
No, not Rob Menendez. Robbie Bala.
Oh, Robbie Bala. I'm so sorry. Robbie Bala. I fixed that. Okay. And in the last few months, ma'am, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, ma'am?
Oh, I've heard a lot about Bob Menendez.
Oh, no problem. Okay. How closely would you say that you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely?
Not very closely, no. Somewhat closely, maybe.
Somewhat
the fact
closely.
That I know about them.
Oh, okay. And I want to know whether you agree or disagree with the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. So the first one says, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree to that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay, and Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree or disagree to that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, ma'am. And there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I somewhat agree that he's probably not involved.
Okay, ma'am. And Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Did you say strongly or somewhat?
I strongly agree.
All right. Okay, ma'am. And in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay, moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I just want you to tell me which comes closest to your view. The first one says, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters now, on the other hand, of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations to ban books, to ban abortions, and to bring back Donald Trump. So hearing both of you...
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm just... are we almost done? Because I'm out of time.
Oh, well, I need like 6 more minutes, ma'am, but I'll be very quick, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that kind of time right now. Can you pause me and come back later?
Sure, I can definitely call you back, ma'am. Not a problem.
Are you paid for by the Democratic Committee of New Jersey? Like, who are you funded by?
We are not a reader supporting either party, ma'am. We're called opinion research. So what we do is we just focus on certain states. And today we're focusing on New Jersey with this topic, ma'am. That's why we wanted your opinion.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, you can put me down in the Zoom complete and then call back later.
Sure. No problem. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Thank you.